I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with Alexa Topolsky about Central Park, New York City. What's there to do in Central Park?
Hey, Stephen. A lot of people don't realize that Central Park is really enormous. It's a huge part of New York City. In fact, it covers 6% of Manhattan's total acreage. And there's many things to do, some things that you would never have thought you could do at Central Park. For instance, they have the biggest collection of tennis courts in Manhattan in Central Park. They have 7 different big bodies of water. You can go cross-country skiing in the winter. You can go fishing, though it's strictly catch and release. And there's baseball. And there's also horses. You can rent a horse and ride almost 5 miles of bridle paths all around Central Park for $50 an hour. Or else, if you want, you can take a carriage ride, of course, which is the classic. That's around $50 an hour as well. And something else you can do that's kind of fun and romantic is you can get married in Central Park. You don't even need a permit. And for if you have less than 20 people in your bridal party, you can get married without a permit. So that's probably the cheapest place to get married that there is in New York. And the other day I was coming home, and I saw a raccoon walking through Central Park on my way on the south side, just up from Central Park South, the street. So there's tons of wildlife there as well. So it's really, it's the lungs of New York. But there's also areas that are really like being in the forest, right in the center of New York City. It's a wonderful place. We love it. We live here, and it's a refuge for us to get away from the city.
A great place to visit during a New York City weekend getaway. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Off, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Off, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking today with Fernando Montserrat here at the Fraser Hickson Library in Montreal. Getting off to the start on a trip means getting some good reference materials.
Hi, yes indeed, and the reference library is of course the best place for you to come. When you want information on your travel, we can point you in the right direction. If you just want general information from a guide, we can also tailor your research if you want specific type of information.
Type of directories have changed over the years. They used to be a particular type of guidebook, and now they go into so much of a niche type of publication.
They have changed considerably. 20, 30 years ago, you had standard folders, fieldings, which were very good, informative, but kind of dry. Now you have guides like the Inside Guides, the Eyewitness Guides, which are extremely well documented. They will give you information on the country itself, on the people, the moors, things to see, places to visit. They're also visually extremely appealing. They will give you a lot of nice photographs on specific things of great interest to see, and make things very, very attractive for you.
The pictures just bring the destination to life.
Exactly, and I mean, it just draws you right into it. You just can't wait to see the actual thing once you get there.
Having a guidebook in your possession means that you know about the destination in advance, and you won't be disappointed by not finding that particular museum or restaurant that you really wanted to visit, and makes your trip all that much more enjoyable.
Exactly, and these guides are updated on a yearly basis so that you can find all your best things.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.